ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, a happy birthday. Category number two, masters and lashes. Category number three, blue and gold. Category number four, James Bond. And category number five, pot luck. All right, happy birthday, masters and lashes, blue and gold, James Bond, pot luck. All right, Stuart from Victor Harbour is going to kick us off tonight. Stewie, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
How you going?
Yeah, no good.
That was a good, that choir was very good, wasn't it?
They were good. Yeah, Bob, it was very fun. Hey, check it out, by the way, if you haven't seen it. It must be on YouTube or whatever. Well, no, it'll be out on the ABC website too. Just check it out. It's lots of fun. It was outside on the steps of, I don't know.
That's really good.
And they had a kid, they had obviously a school band with the brass and a whole lot of listeners, I think, behind them doing the chorus.
That's good. That sounded really good.
Yeah, it was great. What do you like here? Happy birthday, masters and lashes, blue and gold, pot luck, James Bond.
I'll go pot luck, thanks, Phil.
Pot luck. Yeah, Bob Murphy's the ABC breakfast guy, and he was terrific. Right. He was terrific. All righty. Question number one. We're in pot luck. Which of the six Australian states has the lowest percentage of its population born outside Australia? Which of the six Australian states has the lowest percentage of its population born outside Australia?
Oh, right. I got you. I'm just trying to get my head around the question. I understand what you mean.
Hmm.
I'll go to Tasmania, Phil.
Correct. Yes. Correct. That's right. The bulk of the migrant load ends up, I think, in Sydney and Melbourne, don't they? Maybe Brisbane.
They're going to go to the big cities.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, like, that's where the work is.
That's where the work is. Question number two. We're in pot luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Until the Sydney Olympics, women were excluded from which athletic event out of fear they might damage their uteruses?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. I suppose, okay, I don't know if that could happen, but which athletic event?
Which athletic event? Until the Sydney Olympics.
Yeah, I got you. That just sounds a bit odd, that's all.
You'd be right.
Okay. I'm going to go the hurdles, Phil.
Not the hurdles.
Okay, mate.
But it's a fair enough guess. Thank you, Stuart. It's a fair enough guess. Kylie from Daysdale. Hello, Kylie.
Oh, hello, Phil. Thank you for the two books you posted me to you.
Good.
Yeah, very kind. Did you get the postcard?
I did get the postcard. Thank you. Yes, no, I did. It's on my desk. Good on you.
Good on you. Excellent news. Look, Phil, I'll just have a go. Looking forward towards Dave's dish. Thank you.
I know, Dave. It's going to be a cracker tonight, I think.
Music. Yeah. Look, I'll just be very quick here. I think it might have been the high jump. I don't know.
Not the high jump. Fair.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks. Bye, Carly. No. Fair enough guess, but it's not the high jump. 1-300-800-222 lines free if you want to grab one. This is the Mighty Challenge. We're up to question number two. Mick from Glenora is in the truck, or you're in the truck or the car, Mick.
Let's call it a car.
Okay.
I'm driving through the thickest fog I've ever driven through.
Oh, yeah. Whereabouts are you?
I'm on the Monash Freeway, around Dandenong.
I was looking at the weather map the other night, and there's some temperature inversion or something going on, but that fog was all up from Victoria, all up through New South Wales, and the far west of New South Wales is everywhere, apparently.
Yeah, it just come on so quick.
Yeah.
It really did.
Oh, I hate fog. Oh, gee, I hate driving in fog. I sometimes pull over. You know, I know you've got to dim your lights and all that sort of stuff, but still, you just don't know where you are, do you?
Yeah, a five-lane freeway with plenty of room to move and no cars on it. It probably does look a bit.
Yeah. We'll take it easy, Mick. Take it easy.
Oh, absolutely. No. If I get this wrong, it's because I'm focusing on the road.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, no. Maybe we shouldn't let you play, Mick. Yeah, focus on the road.
No, you're all good.
Question two. Until the Sydney Olympics, women were excluded from which athletic event out of fear they might damage their uteruses?
That's a very good question. I don't know. But I'm just going to have a wild guess. It's the hammer throw?
Not the hammer. No. Not the hammer. Okay. Thanks, Mick. Bye-bye. I suppose you have to think about what event did women participate in at the Sydney Olympics, which they hadn't participated in before. Jeff from Toowoomba. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, g'day.
Hello.
So where was that fella before saying... he had fog.
Dandenong.
Dandenong. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're in Toowoomba. Long way away, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, we've had the same sort of experiences up here.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. What do you reckon? Until the Sydney Olympics, women were excluded from which athletic event out of fear they might damage their uteruses?
Uteruses. I've got no idea. I was going to say diving or something, but women have been diving for years.
Yeah.
So would it maybe be rugby union?
Nope, not the rugby codes, no. Not rugby. Thank you, mate. Where are we? Rodney from Warburton. G'day, Rod.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Yes, I'm all right. Have you got any of that fog where you are?
Yes, it's just starting to come down now, actually, in the Yarra Valley in Victoria. It's starting to drop now.
Yeah, it's very, that's right, it's very thick, apparently. Okay, question two, potluck.
It's pretty bad, actually.
Yeah.
Just for a really quick aside, do you remember Pot Black?
I do remember Pot Black. Very snooker show, yeah.
Yeah, my dad used to play a lot of snooker, and one of the other was Eddie Charlton and everyone else, but Ray Reardon come to our house.
Ray Reardon did?
Ray Reardon, yeah.
And what, the great snooker dad player?
Dad in Canberra, and I was 6 years old.
Did Eddie Charlton ever come there?
No, only. Well, I was only 6 or 7 years old, but I do remember playing him on my tiny little pool table with the small balls and the little snooker cube with the little spring and everything else that was in the 70s, and I won.
Hey,
so my claim to fame is I beat Ray Reardon.
That's very good. That's a good story, Rod. Hey, tell me, we're in potluck. Until the Sydney Olympics, women were excluded from which athletic event out of fear they might damage their uteruses?
I honestly don't know.
That's right.
No, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I can't even think of a sport that would be excluded.
Rod, that is all right, and thank you for the snooker story. That's a beauty. All right, Jill from North Yundrup in WA. Hi, Jill.
Hello, Phil.
We need a woman on the case here, don't we?
Well, I've been thinking, I wonder if it's gymnastics, either jumping over on that horse, off the springboard of the horse, or walking on that piece of wood looks about an inch wide.
Oh, the beam, yeah.
That is
terrifying, that event, isn't it? It is. It's not that, though. It's Jill. It's not that. Thank you, Jill. It's not gymnastics or the beam, because, I mean, women have been in that for years. Annabelle from Bonnie Doon. Hi, Annabel.
Hey. Hey. How are you going, Phil?
Good. We've got women on the case, but it's not helping. Until the Sydney Olympics, women were excluded from which athletic event?
I'm going to say weightlifting or snatch and grab or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. No, it's not that.
No,
it's not that.
Okay.
No, okay, bye-bye. Oh, this is the point, you see, because women have been weightlifting before then. So what event were they only in for the first time at the Sydney Olympics? Catherine from Flemington. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
I think I know this one.
Until...
Is it the triple jump?
No. No, not the triple jump. No, the triple jump. No, they've women have been jumping in the triple jump before. No, that's not true. That's not correct. Thank you. Oh dear. Okay. All right. Katrina from Mount Gambier. You're the last female on the board, Katrina. You have to help us out.
I just wanted to say quickly beforehand, the first time I ever listened to your show was last night with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
So it was actually quite fun, and he's like, you should call in. And I was like, I might know this one.
Hey, here we go. What do you reckon? What's the event?
I was going to say weightlifting as well, so no.
No, we've had weightlifting, so you can have another go.
Long jump?
Not the long jump. Nope. Sorry, Katrina. No, thank you. Not the long jump. No. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Okay. Who's been waiting on here? Thomas in Batemans Bay. Hi, Thomas.
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Pretty good. Until the Sydney Olympics, women were excluded from which athletic event?
Is it some sort of an equestrian event?
Equestrian is not correct. No, Thomas. Lots of women have competed in equestrian, including Princess Anne, who won a medal in the Olympics, didn't she? John from Newcastle, I'll get to you in a second. Peter from Yamina Beach. G'day, Peter.
How you going, Phil?
Pretty good.
I'm good.
What's the event we're after here?
Yeah, I've been listening to the question, and I heard the last guy say equestrian events. You said no. If I say a broad spectrum, martial arts events?
No, not correct.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, yes. No, not correct, not martial arts events. John from Newcastle. Hi, John.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Good. We're talking about an athletic event which only appeared for women in the Sydney Olympics
and has
continued since then.
Athletic. Oh, yeah, right.
Athletic event.
I was sitting here thinking, it was weightlifting. Then I'm saying, come on, get it wrong. Now that person got it wrong with weightlifting, I was saying, get all the other people get it right so I can move on to an easier one. But I'd have to say it would have to be javelin.
No, it's not the javelin.
No.
No, they've been javelin throwers in women. Wow, okay. Sarah from Perth. G'day, Sarah.
Oh, I think I made a mistake because you've said athletics. I've never rang before.
Yeah.
I was going to say boxing, but that's not athletics.
No, boxing's not right. No, and it's not athletic.
No, it's not.
You're right. It's not athletics and it's not boxing, no.
I was half asleep. So it was my first time ringing, but I'll ring again.
Ring again, Sarah. You can go back to sleep now.
Thank you.
See
you.
Bye. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, who's going to help us out? Trev from Surface Paradise. G'day, Trev. You'll know the answer here.
Oh, you think?
Until the Sydney Olympics, women were excluded from which athletic event? Out of fear they might damage their uteruses.
Yeah, I've thought about it, and a few of the ideas I have been suggested. And I've got nothing except for pole vault.
Is that your answer?
It's as close as I can come.
Correct. Yes, it was. It's the pole vault. Until the Sydney Olympics, women weren't in the pole vault, but they were after that.
Wasn't there a Russian woman who got a bronze, a Russian-Australian, let's be monitor.
Yeah, you know, we've won a medal in the last Olympics, didn't we? In the pole vault. Yeah.
And what a sport! You know, it's
what a sport.
The type of thing you'd ever go, oh, let's go down the park and do pole vault.
No, it looks very dangerous to me. Hey, question number three. We're in potluck, Trev. You can stay there or you can move.
Oh, let's go with potluck. Hell.
Potluck. Okay, question three. Early plans for which board game included miniature versions of an axe, a syringe, and a bottle of poison?
Sounds like Cluedo.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was Cluedo. Very good.
Wow. Trev's on fire.
Someone will douse it. Just be careful, Trev. Question four. Do you want to stay with potluck?
Let's do it, Philip.
In 2024, a conceptual art piece titled Comedian sold at auction for $6.2 million, and it consisted solely of what item duct taped to a wall?
I vaguely remember it. When I say vaguely, I use the word vaguely in its extreme form. Was it a dummy?
Not a dummy, no. Sorry, Trev. Thank you, mate. But thanks for getting us over the bar in the pole vault. Richard from Newcastle. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Philip. How are you today?
Pretty good. Would you have known pole vault?
No, I wouldn't have. No. I was going to get a heptathlon or something like that.
Oh, heptathlon. No, we've had, what was our famous heptathlete? Glynis Nunn, wasn't it? She was terrific heptathlete. Question number four, potluck. Okay, in 2024, a conceptual art piece titled Comedian sold at auction for $6.2 million. It consisted solely of what item duct taped to a wall?
Was it like a rubber glove?
No, not a rubber glove. Sorry, no, not a rubber glove. No. Ian from Warimba. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good.
Was it a banana?
Correct. Yes, it was. I'm sure people would remember this, which goes to show how stupid the art world can be.
Well, of course. But can I just call out to a mate, Bernard, who lives around the corner? He's a listener, but few-time caller. So I hope he's going good.
Yeah. What's his name again?
Bernard.
Hey, Bernard, how are you? Give us a call sometime.
Is that the right score from the football tonight?
You mean for yes, it is. We got flogged, yeah.
Real badly.
Oh, no, flogged, absolutely. Seven goals, what a flog. I mean, it was horrible, actually.
Have they kept their worst game for tonight?
Well, I hope it's their worst game, but let's face it, Ian, tonight's game did expose considerable weaknesses. and you know what? I don't want to go into it.
Always next week.
Yeah, I know, but I'm worried that everyone else was looking at that and thinking, oh, that's how you beat them. Not that hard, eh?
Well, that's sad but true.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
What other ones have we got left?
So we've got potluck. There's one left in one left in potluck. Or you can go James Bond, Happy Birthday, Masters and Lashes, or Blue and Gold.
Oh, no, we'll go potluck.
Potluck, last one in potluck. If you are born with the condition adamatoglyphia, what features do you lack?
Fingernails?
Not fingernails, oh, no. Goodbye. Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Ian. Yeah, not bad. Not correct. Leg from Borough. Hi, Leg.
Hey, Philip. I'm so sorry. I kept dropping out earlier.
That's all right. You're back in.
We're in. Potluck.
We're in potluck. If you are born with the condition adamatoglyphia, what features do you lack?
I have to answer potluck. Black first, so I have an Eddie Charlton pool stick. What do you call it, my husband?
A cue lick.
A cue, yes, presented to him. When did you get that? About 100 years ago. And it's laid on our floor without, it was presented to him when he won a competition. So many things going on here, Philip.
Yeah.
It's about minus 55 here in Burra.
Well, I hope you got the log fire going. Tell me, if you're born with a condition, adamatoglyphia, what features do you lack, Lick?
Pete, what was it?
Eyebrow.
No, Lick, you can't have people helping you in the background. That's not the rule, as you know. But that is also not correct. Dave from Sonato. G'day, Dave.
Oh, g'day, Phil. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. We're up to question number 5. If you're born with the condition adamatoglyphia, what features do you lack?
Let's go lips.
Not lips, no.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. No, it's not that grim. Steve from Frankston. Hi, Steve.
Oh, g'day, Phil. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah, I think. You've given the trauma that's occurred on the footy field tonight.
Oh yeah. No, it's terrible when your team gets done.
So no, we didn't get done. We were flogged.
Yeah. Oh, and that conversation you had with that Patrick Mullins guy, that
Stained
Man book. There's another famous Mar. I don't know if listeners are aware who was sent to Van Diemen's Land for sedition, an Irish guy called Mar, Thomas Francis Mar. He became a brigadier general in the Union Army in the Civil War in America.
Hey.
So not all those Mars are scoundrels.
Oh, I don't want to suggest that. on the text line tonight, Jane from Homebush has got the right answer and John from Geelong's got the right answer. What do you reckon, Steve? We're up to question 5. Last one in potluck. We've only had questions from potluck. If you're born with a condition adamatoglyphia, what features do you lack?
Well, glyphia kind of sounds a bit like writing, like hieroglyphics to me. So I'll go with, say, no fingerprints.
Correct. Very good. Mm. No fingerprints. So you get born with a complete criminal alibi. I would think. All right. Question number 6. No more potluck. That's it. But we do have a selection of James Bond, Happy Birthday, Masters and Lashes, Blue and Gold.
Well, all right, let's say Blue and Gold.
Blue and Gold it is. Okay. Thank you to that texter who said, don't sell Tatiana Grigorieva short either, because she won silver for the pole vault at Sydney. That's right, she did too. She did. Yeah,
and there was a Russian fella named Sergei Bubka. He was very good.
He was the world champ for a long time, wasn't he? I don't know whether he still holds the record, but he was for a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary event. I mean, when you see it in real life, you think, what?
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Chances of injury, extremely high.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to get over a prison wall, it would be handy if you knew how to do it.
Yeah, I always to hear those theories, and I said, yeah, but there's a fundamental problem here. How are you getting the pole vault into the prison? Come on. You mean if you think, you reckon if someone, you know, comes in to visit you in the zip-up overalls with a pole vault stuck down their trouser leg, they're going to think, hello, hello. I mean, it's a bit like bringing an extension ladder into the prison, isn't it? I would think that even the slowest guard is going to say, hang on, what's going on here? Question 6, we're in blue and gold. Off we go. Name either of the two NRL clubs that play in blue and gold kit.
Parramatta Eels.
Correct. Very good. Mm. I said either. You could have also named the Gold Coast Titans.
Ah. Weren't they the Queensland Crushers at one stage? Southeast Queensland Crushers?
I don't know. Were they?
And they were like a sugarcane train or something.
Oh, okay.
It lasted about 3 years.
The Crushers. Oh, I see, from the crushing the sugar cane. I get it. Yeah.
They call them the Crushers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ray in the Bay says that would be a terrible disorder to have if the coppers ever found out about it, Phil, if you had adamantoglyphia. Because every time they had a crime with no fingerprints left behind, they'd become around knocking on your door. That's true. correction, says my texter, that pole vaulter was Ukrainian, not Russian. Who? What, Sergei Bubka, was it? Was he Ukrainian, not Russian? Okay.
He was a Soviet.
Yeah, but was he Ukrainian, though?
Oh.
I don't know.
Want to get technical.
Yeah.
For the USSR.
Someone says, come on, Phil, remember they snuck a helicopter into a jail. No, well, they didn't sneak it in. The woman hijacked it. And she hijacked the helicopter. Steve, question number 7. We can go with blue and gold if you want to.
Yeah, we'll stay with blue and gold.
Okay, by population. Well, by population, what's the largest country with a blue and gold flag?
Does that mean only blue and gold, or can it have other colours included as well, or is it simply just a blue and gold?
It's flag? A blue and gold flag.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll go with, say, Ukraine.
Correct. Very good. Excellent work. Very nice work indeed. Okay. Question number 8. We're in blue and gold. Steve, which AFL club plays in blue and gold kit?
Well, AFL clubs, I know at a local level in Melbourne, it's Noble Park that play with blue and gold. But for AFL, it would be the West Coast Eagles.
It would be the West Coast Eagles, yes, it would be. Yeah. How does Noble Park do in the local comp, Steve?
I think Stephen Milne, the former forward pocket for the Saints, played for Noble Park.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yeah. John Farnham was from Noble Park.
Yeah, but Farnsey didn't play footy, did he?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
He was too busy, singing operatic, overtures and things. So,
Greg from Wonthaggi says the Crushers were a team from Brisbane in the northern suburbs. They only lasted about 3 years. Oh, okay, they were killed off as part of the ending Super League and the ARL. That's right. Farnsey was on the tools as a plumber, remember? You knew how to fix taps and all. Whenever he's on tour with the band and they're in a hotel room and someone's leaking tap, Farnsey could fix it. Question number 9. We're in blue and gold. This will be 4 in a row for you if you get it. Given small pieces of pyrite in which alliterative blue rock give the appearance of gold specks.
In which alliterative blue rock.
That's what I'm after. Which rock?
Which rock? Okay, so we'll go with, say, opal.
Not opal. Thanks, Steve.
Okay.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Not opal. I can see why you're going there. Darren says, last week when I looked, Noble Park was sitting bottom of the ladder. What's this? Noble Park does not play AFL. How is that? You don't play AFL. That's true. They play Australian footy, I think is what you're saying, which is a fair enough point as well. Kim is on the Murray, the voice of the Murray indeed. Hello, Kim.
Good evening, Philip.
Hello, evening. Kim. Hello, Kim. I shouldn't try and match you. I could never get down there.
No, it's a little bit difficult. A lot try.
Do you have friends who say, hello, Kim, how are you?
Well, there used to be one fellow in the post office. Try and do it every time I went in there. And it got a bit much after
a while. I would think it would get a bit much after a while. That's true. but you had to be nice to him, otherwise he wouldn't give you stamps.
That's right. Indeed, I did. Oh, I'm always nice to everyone.
I know you are, Kim. Yes, exactly. You bring and spread joy.
That's right.
Hey, question number 9. We're in a category called blue and gold. Small pieces of pyrite In which alliterative blue rock give the appearance of gold specks? So I want to know what this alliterative blue rock is.
What the blue rock is? Well, that'd be fool's gold. Blue rock might be. I'm not saying it's a specialist, blue specialist. How about granite?
It's not granite.
Oh, wrong again.
It's not granite. Sorry, sorry, Kim.
No worries at all.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Cheers. And out. Andy says, do you know that old joke? Are you a pole vaulter? No, but did you know my name was Walter? Okay. All right. Who's got the answer here? Glenn is from Darwin. Hello, Glenn.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
We're up to question number 9. Small pieces of priority. In which alliterative blue rock give the appearance of gold specks? I want an alliterative blue rock.
I haven't got a clue. I rang up for the pole vault. Sorry.
Yes, and Tatiana. Okay. All right, Glenn. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. No, thank you. Joy from Logan will know the answer here. Hi, Joy.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. I want an alliterative blue rock. Small pieces of pyrite in which alliterative blue rock give the appearance of gold specks?
Well, I don't think of one, actually.
Alliterative blue rock.
I think alliterative is the key. I could only say lapis lazuli.
Correct. Yes. Very good, Joy. That's exactly it. Alliterative was the key clue there, wasn't it?
Might be so.
Question number 10. We're in blue and gold. One left in blue and gold, if you like.
What are the options?
Masters and Lashes, Happy Birthday, or James Bond? Karen from Mullumbimby had lapis lazuli.
I've been sending you texts, but I don't think you're getting them.
Joy, we get a lot of texts, Joy, so I may well be getting them.
I think I might have to stick with blue and gold.
Okay, blue and gold it is. This is within reach, this one, Joy. Question 10. What is the northernmost country with a blue and gold flag?
Northernmost country with a blue and gold. Not a big flag fan, actually. Blue and gold. Yeah, somewhere up north. It's not Sweden. No. People always do that, don't they? They start off with, well, it's not, ta-da, and I give up. I shall let somebody else have
a go. No, Joy, you can't give up.
About Norway.
It's not Norway.
Sorry.
Thanks.
I should have been more concentrated.
See you, Joy. Keep listening, Joy. Keep listening. Oh, dear. Brenda from Cambridge. G'day, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. What's the northernmost country with a blue and gold flag?
Sweden.
Yes, correct. It's Sweden. What was Joy thinking? She knows the rule of the rule of nightlife.
You'll have to change your rules too.
Oh.
Keep up with progress. Oh. I think it's about time you allowed people to have a partner, a husband and wife or friend or whatever, to help with clues and what have you. Most other quizzes do it, so why can't you?
Oh, Brenda, because if you think about it for a second, it's not going to work.
Why not?
Well, because, Brenda, we don't like to mention this on the program, do we? But people look things up.
No.
Yes. Yes,
Brenda. Well, how come the other quizzes are allowed to do it?
Well, I don't know. I don't run other quizzes, Brenda. I don't know what they do.
Well, I mean, they're all ABC quizzes, so they're all under the one banner.
Well, Brenda, you'll have to ring them and say, I've been talking to Phil, and this is what he reckons, and I reckon you should do the same. No help. I've talked to Phil, and he knows about it. He's been running the Mighty Challenge for years.
Well, the other quizzes have probably been doing it too.
Oh, no, they haven't. Not as long as this one, Brenda. Not as long.
Probably not. But
hey, are you freezing to death there in Cambridge?
Oh, yes, it's only 4 degrees here.
Yeah, oh, that much. Oh, it's hot as anything. Yeah, right. Hey, question. Now, are you a bit like my other residents of Tassie on the log fire, or you got an electric heater, Brenda?
I got an electric heater because I live in a little cabin in a caravan park.
Yeah, well, that's much better. I suppose the log fire wouldn't be appreciated in a little cabin in a caravan park, would it not? Okay.
It'll take up too much room.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, come on. Question number 11 we're up to. Well, you were given Sweden. So there's no more blue and gold. So we've got Masters and Lashes. Happy birthday, James Bond.
We'll try happy birthday.
Happy birthday. The first birthday mentioned in the Bible is celebrated in honour of which ruler, Brenda?
Which ruler?
The first birthday mentioned in the Bible.
I'm not a real fan of the Bible, but I'll say Noah.
Not Noah. No. You must have had a birthday, but no. Thank you, Brenda. No, that's not correct. Let's try Helen from Healesville. Hi, Helen.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Happy birthday. The first birthday mentioned in the Bible is celebrated in honour of which ruler?
Can I first please ask, was it a banana that was...
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a banana. Stupid, eh?
Crazy.
A lot of people have got more money than sense.
King Solomon?
Not King Solomon. No, it's not a bad guess, but it's not correct, no. Not King Solomon. All righty. Ray from Yurunga. Hi, Ray.
Oh, hi, Phil.
The first birthday mentioned in the Bible is celebrated in honour of which ruler?
How about King David?
Not King David. No. Not King David. If you think about... about it, I think you'll get there. Patrick from Devonport. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, how are you going, Phil?
Pretty good. The first birthday mentioned in the Bible is celebrated in honour of which ruler?
Ruler? Mm. King David's gone and...
Solomon's gone. We've got to think about early in the Bible, I guess, don't we?
Yeah, early in the Bible. No.
Which ruler?
Going to have to let go. Sorry, Phil, no good. Can't give you a name.
No? Okay, Patrick, thank you. Joanna from Newcastle. Hi, Jo.
Oh, hi.
You'll be right with this. We need a bit
of
help.
No, I won't.
Here.
I can't think.
Well, you can figure. I think you can figure this one out.
No.
The first birthday mentioned in the Bible is celebrated in honour of which ruler? Now, it's not King Solomon or not King David. But which ruler? So we're trying to think of something that happened early on, aren't we?
Well, I don't know, Genesis, birthday, person's birthday. Oh.
No, a ruler's birthday, not a person, a ruler.
A ruler's birthday, oh my goodness. An actual ruler, a real person. Oh dear. King Herod?
No, that was miles later, Joe.
I have no idea.
That's in the New Testament.
Yeah, I know. Oh, as far as brain stuff, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Because it's really not fair to people who don't have brain stuff, isn't it?
No, I agree. No, I agree. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I know. I mean, I'm completely comfortable with this decision. It's no good at all.
I think it's great. Yeah.
Well, the trouble is, I mean, this is the thing with, you know, without getting too in the weeds about all this, Joanna, that quizzing is fun, you know, but unfortunately some technology has changed the landscape a bit and we try and be as fair as we can. And if you think about it for a second, there's a car full of people and you're saying, we'll all have a go. Well, you know, that's not going to work because someone's going to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never ever had a brain trust.
No. And also, that you're quite right. Someone on their own shouldn't have to compete against a room full of people.
Exactly. Nice. Good on you, Philip. Okay, thanks.
Joe, okay. I'm very disappointed. I thought you would get this.
No, I'm, no.
Okay.
I can't think.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right. Does anybody on the text line got this? We aren't really close. Oh, Tony from Melville's got the right answer. Yes, very good. Tony from Melville's got the right answer. Marie from Altona says, what about Adam? Well, yeah, true. He did have a birthday, but he wasn't a ruler. Who's the first ruler? Roscoe from Darwin. G'day, Roscoe.
Oh, this could be trouble. Yeah. Short stay. Well, I just have to say quickly, well done, Bob Murphy. I love his work.
Wasn't it good fun? Yeah, good on him.
Yeah. And actually, as an ex-Bulldogs captain premiership year too, I really appreciate him.
Yeah. No, he's a good guy, Bob. And look, it was great fun. If you see the film of it, it'll be on the ABC site there. Someone have a look. The video of it is really great fun. There's a lot of happiness and joy. It makes.
He's a very clever man. I really appreciate his work. Yeah.
Good.
Now, look, I don't know.
The first birthday mentioned in the Bible is celebrated in honour of which ruler?
How about, and I know he got very old, Methuselah?
No, not Methuselah. Okay. No. He wasn't a ruler. I don't think he was a ruler either, was he? Thank you. Gee, who's going to help us here? What about Al in Traralgon? Hi, Al.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. We better make some progress here. What do you reckon? The first birthday mentioned in the Bible is celebrated in honour of which ruler?
Would it be an Egyptian king?
What's the ruler then, Al?
Oh, if you're thinking about Egyptian kings, you have to go Pharaoh.
Yes, correct. At last. Exactly. Yes, it's out of Exodus, of course. The first birthday mentioned in the Bible is celebrated in honour of the Pharaoh. Of course, when Moses was getting out of the book of Exodus, which I think is fairly early on in the Bible, isn't it? All righty, question number 12. Good on you, Al. Let's go. What do you want to do? You can stay with Happy Birthday, or you can move to Masters and Lashes or James Bond.
James Bond.
All right. Question number 12. The letter J only appears in the title of which James Bond film? The letter J only appears in which title of which James Bond film? It only appears in one title of all the films.
Is it... On Her Majesty's Service.
Oh, very good. Yes, excellent work. On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Excellent work.
If you can't beat them, join them. If you're scared to fight it out, watch him and watch out. If you think your girl's a good looker, take a good look at this guy's dolls.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
The new Bond. A different 007 on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Take a look at this guy's dolls, eh? different times, Al.
Yes.
Question 13. James Bond, still want to stay here?
Yes, please.
The letter B only appears in the title of which James Bond film?
B.
The letter B.
Any clues?
No, of course there aren't.
I can't ask for a clue. I've already got two right. A letter B. Bold. I'm thinking bold coming through, but no, I'll throw that one up in the air.
All right.
See you.
Thank you. Tom in Whittlesea says you should have given a sweet I vote Brenda a legend. Well, I think Brenda's a legend too, Tom. You're too suspicious of all your contestants. We've conferred a new title on you in our community. You are now known as Phil the Accuser. Ooh. I'm thinking, can I wear this crown lightly? Probably I can, I think. Anthony in Perth. G'day, Anthony.
Good evening, Phil.
Question 13. James Bond. The letter B only appears in the title of which James Bond film?
Sorry, was it B?
B.
B. B for Beverly.
B for Honeybee.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, Phil, I can't get this one.
No good. All right, Anthony, let's move it on. Mario from Lanier. Hello, Mario.
Good morning.
What do you reckon?
I can't get it.
No good?
I can't get it. I'm a James Bond fan.
Okay. Thanks, Mario. PJ from Ballarat says, by the way, Pharaoh was a racehorse trained by Gay Waterhouse. Oh, uh-huh. He won back-to-back Randwick and Doncaster handicaps in 1994 and 95. Well, there you are. Were you on it at the time? Jackie has got the right answer here. Yes. Tess from South Australia. What about Andrew from Smithton? Hi, Andrew.
G'day, Cobber. How are you going?
Pretty good. We're treading through sludge here. The letter B. The letter B only appears in the title of which James Bond film?
Can I say I just picked up from a tip shop a first edition Goldfinger.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
You mean a book? The book?
Yeah, hardcover. It's
Ian Fleming first edition.
Yeah.
Gee, that's very good.
For $1.50.
Yeah, hang on to that. I've got a full collection of Bond. No, I haven't. I had a full collection of Bond films until Daniel Craig appeared at home.
I quite liked his first few movies, and then the rest just turned to sludge, as you
say. Oh, yeah. Hey, the letter B only appears in the title of which James Bond film?
Thunderball.
Correct, Thunderball. Thunderball. His fight goes on.
Strikes like thunderbolt.
It's said that he passed out at the end of that. Andrew. Question four.
It's never like going out Welsh dude. What's his name?
That Welsh dude was Tom Jones, yeah.
Tom Jones.
Yeah. Question 14. We're in James Bond. You can stay there if you like or move.
Stay there, please.
Of the six men who have played James Bond, which one has the highest number of on-screen kills?
On-screen kills?
Yeah, on-screen kills.
Yeah,
who's killed the most people on screen of all the Bonds?
Daniel Craig.
Correct. Yeah, Daniel Craig. Exactly. He plugs anyone. You don't want him. Yeah, exactly.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Q. Q, are you there?
Bond, there you are.
Are they safe, Q?
Yes. They're safe. Bond, have you left the island?
There's a slight problem with the blast doors. Take a sec.
No, Bond. The missiles have already launched. Just get out of there.
Well, that's not going to work.
yes, Daniel Craig. He's very short-tempered. Tom and Whittlesey says, fair play to you. Sorry, Tom and Whittlesey says, fair play to you, Phil. I'm also known as Tom the Irritated. Sorry, Andrew, what did you say?
I said Eva Green is my favourite Bond girl.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, question 15, we're still in James Bond. Do you want to stay there?
Yes, please.
Which film was the very first to feature Judi Dench as M?
I think it's Daniel Craig one as well, actually. I can't think of it off the top of my head. I'll give it to somebody else.
No good? Okay. Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye. All right. Anne-Marie from North Ringwood. Hello, Anne-Marie. Which film was the first to feature Judi Dench as M?
Was it? Was it Spectre?
Not Spectre.
No.
Sorry, Anne-Marie, no. Joe from Sale has got the right answer. Frank from Mount Evelyn's got the right answer. Jim in Campbelltown. Harry in the Bay, that's not correct. It wasn't Casino Royale. No. Michael from Berrydale. Hello, Michael.
G'day, how you going?
Pretty good. Question 15. Which film was the first to feature Judi Dench as M?
I'll just tell you a quick story about Eddie Chung.
Yeah, you can. First, to answer the question first.
Goldeneye?
Correct. It was. Yeah, it was Goldeneye.
Where the hell have you been?
May I remind you that you're the reason I'm here, 007? If you think for one moment I don't have the balls to send a man out to die, your instincts are dead wrong.
Arrogance and self-awareness seldom go hand in hand.
How the hell could Bond be so stupid?
I knew it was too early to promote you. When you can't tell your friends from your enemies, it's time to go.
But if I want sarcasm, Mr. Tanner, I'll talk to my children, thank you very much.
I give him 00 status and he celebrates by shooting up an embassy. Is the man deranged?
She's great. Yeah, Michael, what's this about Eddie Charlton?
Oh, not much. I was sitting in an office one time. I was managing the Paddington Green Hotel, and he rang me up and said, do you want to start a pool comp? And they started this pool comp across New South Wales, and the first place to play was the Paddington Green.
Hey.
And I got in the game, in the first game, and I managed – left me three balls on the table in the black, and I managed to sink the three balls on the table and sank the black, and he signed on the cue, thanks, well played, Michael and Eddie Charlton, and he gave me a cue.
Hey, you still got it?
I don't know where it is.
Oh, no.
I've lost it over the years, yes.
Oh, no.
I know. But my friend, who was the other manager, he still got his.
Hey.
But he says Eddie Charlton.
How about that? It must be somewhere. Hey, tell me. All right, question 15, James Bond, last one. Be quick here. What was the final James Bond novel completed by Ian Fleming?
Not sure, maybe I don't know.
No good.
Time to Die?
No Time to Die. No, that's not it. All right, we'll take some more after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
Well, we were up to question number 15. Martin from Grosvale. G'day, Martin. Hello.
Yeah, I better pull over. I'm driving a semi.
Oh.
Oh, I've got it on speaker.
Yeah, that's okay. Have a think about this while you're pulling over then. What was the final James Bond novel completed by Ian Fleming? We're in a category called James Bond.
I can only think of movie, Goldfinger.
Not Goldfinger. Sorry, Martin, no, it wasn't Goldfinger. Thanks for that. Look, lines are free, 1-300-800-222. Who wants it? Lines are free. What was the final James Bond novel completed by Ian Fleming? Betty from Dapto. Hi, Bet.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
You a James Bond fan?
No, not really.
Okay. Oh, you've missed out on a bit of fun over the years, Betty.
Beg your pardon?
I reckon you've missed out on a bit of fun over the years. They're good fun movies.
Yeah, apparently so. I just want to say that it is sad that people like Adrian and I are disadvantaged because people insist on looking up answers.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't even have a phone in the house that you could look up an answer.
No, exactly. Don't worry, Betty. I'm on your side, and you know, quizzing is fun. But let's play fair. Everyone's on the same playing field, so let's make sure we do that. And that's why Tom from Whittlesey says I'm Phil the Accuser. Well, I don't mind that. Everyone plays fair. That's fine.
Yeah, that's right, and it's fair for everybody.
Exactly. Tell me, what was the final James Bond novel completed by Ian Fleming, Betty?
It wasn't Diamonds Are Forever, was it?
Ah, no, it wasn't Diamonds Are Forever, no. Sorry. Thanks, Bet. Good on you. All the best to you, Adrian and Fred.
I enjoyed the show tonight, the early one.
Yeah, oh, good, yeah.
She was very good.
Oh, good. Well, always trying here, Bet. Good on you. Thanks. Bye. Betty from Adapto. All right, lines are free. 1-300-800-222 is the number, right? Vicky, there are lines free. You will get straight through if you want one. Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Good morning.
What was the final James Bond novel completed by Ian Fleming?
Octopussy?
Not Octopussy. No.
Oh, no.
Ah, no.
Thank you.
Damn and blast, as Errol from Teddy Weedy Beach would say. G'day, Bill from Whalen.
How are you going?
Pretty good. Yeah. Help us out here. What was the final James Bond novel completed by Ian Fleming?
It was actually The Man with the Golden Gun.
Correct. Yes, it was.
Yep.
The Man with the Golden Gun. All right, that's it for James Bond. So we've only got two categories left, and we have nine questions left. Happy birthday or Masters and Lashes?
Oh, let's try happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Whose birthday is celebrated on the 8th of April in Japan, the 2nd Sunday of May in Taiwan, and the 8th day of the 4th lunar month in China?
Ugh. Confucius?
Not Confucius, but you're on the right track here. Okay, no see you, mate. Thank you. Not Confucius. Alex from Mola. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Whose birthday is celebrated on the 8th of April in Japan, the 2nd Sunday of May in Taiwan, and the 8th day of the 4th lunar month in China? It's not Confucius.
The other bloke. No idea. Sorry, Phil.
Yeah, you do. Come on, Alex.
Okay. How about No.
Not there?
Not at all.
Okay. Thanks, mate. See ya. Enjoy the rest of the drive. Okay, who's going to help us? 1-300-800-222 on the text line. Lines are free. You'll get through. Come on, we need a couple of answers here. Mark from Richmond has got the right answer. Yes. Annette from Perth, right? That's correct. Rosie in Adelaide, correct. Morgan, correct. Frank from Mount Evelyn, correct. Paul from Plainlands, correct. Jim in Campbelltown. Stella from Bayswater. 1-300-800-222 lines are free. Grab one. All right. Whose birthday is celebrated on the 8th of April in Japan, 2nd Sunday of May in Taiwan, and the 8th day of the 4th lunar month in China? Mm-hmm. Who's going to help us out on this one? We're up to question number 16. We have nine left. It's not Confucius, but it is, I think, as my caller said, it's the other one. But what is the other one? What is the other one? Mike. Miko, g'day, Miko.
Yeah.
Hi. Who are we after here?
So I'm trying to answer the question of the birthday celebration.
Yeah, which that's right. Yeah, yeah. What's the answer?
I'm going to say Buddha.
Correct. Yes, it's the Buddha. Very good.
Hey.
Well, good on you.
I'm literally lying here in bed in the dark and just got angry that people kept saying Confucius.
It's the Buddha. Question number 17. We're in happy birthday. Do you want to stay here?
Yeah, sure.
Which Jewish rite of passage marks a boy's 13th birthday?
Bar mitzvah.
Correct. A bar mitzvah. Very good. Question number 18. Happy birthday. Who famously sang happy birthday at Madison Square Garden on the 19th of May, 1962?
Oh, I don't know. I want to say Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. He did.
Mr. President, on this occasion of your birthday, this lovely lady, Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, dear. There was a lot going on there. Okay, question. We're up to question 20, Miko. Last one in happy birthday, if you like.
Yeah, sure.
At the start of The Lord of the Rings, who is celebrating his 11th birthday?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I'm going to say Frodo, but I think that's wrong.
Is that what, is that your answer?
Yeah, I think so.
Not correct. No. Thanks for helping us out a bit, Mikko. Thank you. Bye-bye. My texter says, gee, Donald Trump didn't get anybody like that singing to him. No. He got the cage fight, didn't he? He got the cage fighters. Helen from Adelaide. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Good. At the start of The Lord of the Rings, who's celebrating his 11th birthday?
11th. He said Frodo, didn't he?
He did say Frodo.
Oh, God. Oh, the wizard guy. Golden something or other. No, I can't remember his name.
Good.
I'll have to pass.
All righty. All righty. Tracy from Mooney Ponds. Hi, Trace.
Hi, Phil. Is it Bilbo Baggins?
Of course it's Bilbo, the lovely Bilbo Baggins. He's a bit simple, isn't he, Bilbo?
He's doddery,
but his heart's in the right place, except when he gets near that ring.
You're a good lad, Frodo. I'm very selfish, you know. Yes, I am. Very selfish. I don't know why I took you in after your mother and father died, but it wasn't out of charity. I think it was because of all my numerous relations. You were the one Baggins that showed real spirit.
Bilbo, have you been at the Gaffer's Home Brew?
No. Well, yes, but that's not the point. The point is, Frodo, you'll be all right.
Lovely Bilbo, isn't he, you know?
I read it twice, Phil, that the Lord of the Rings, 7 years apart with my pregnancies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was lovely. Yeah.
No, it is. My daughter once said to me, just actually the beginning of COVID, I said, what are your favourite movies? And she said all the Lord of the Rings movies, which I hadn't seen them all. I'd seen a bit. I think I'd seen most of the first one. And so we sat down and we watched them all together. I said, oh, okay, I'm going to sit down and watch them. So I watched them all together with her.
With both of your daughters or just one of them?
No, just the one. The other one.
Oh, lovely.
The other one didn't care. The young one said, Dad, these are my favourite movies and I really want you to watch them with me. So we did.
That is so beautiful.
Hey, question number 21. We're one category left, Masters and Lashes, okay?
Let's go.
Which Northern Irish golfer won the 2026 Masters?
2026 Masters. No, I have no idea. I have no idea about golf.
See you, Trace.
Still love your show.
See you. Bye bye. Funny. Kane's in Carlton. G'day, Kane.
G'day, Kane. Philip.
Party animal. Party animal. Kane, who went down. There was no bar in Geelong which he did not drink dry.
That's right. No, it was a partial pub crawl initially. Just sort of trying a few on for size, but I sent a follow-up text clarification that I was a designated driver, so no party animal.
You were the DD, Kane. So, well, that's your story and you're sticking to it anyway.
Yeah, that's it. No, I was in my dad's car, so I had to behave.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
I mean, I behave anyway, of course.
I don't choose to believe that. Question 21, Masters and Lashes. Which Northern Irish golfer won the 2026 Masters?
I don't know if he's Northern Irish, but Rory McIlroy?
Correct, yes. Rory McIlroy. He is Northern Irish.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the only one I could think of.
I think he's from Belfast, isn't he? Rory McIlroy?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Question 22, Masters and Lashes. Master Chief is the main character of which series of Xbox games? Master Chief.
The first one that comes to mind, COD, Call of Duty.
No, not Call of Duty.
Plus one, by the way, for Bob Murphy doing that.
Yeah.
The flash dance. It was so good.
It was so good, wasn't it? It was
flash
really good.
Brother. Flash
yeah, on your count. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Yeah, hats off to Bob Murphy. Bob, are you listening? Bob's probably listening. No, of course he's not listening. He does a breakfast show. He might be getting up. Julie from Kiama. Hi, Julie.
Oh, hi, Phil. I knew you'd get me on this one.
Master Chief.
I have no idea.
Master Chief's the main character of which series of Xbox games? No good?
No, not in the right generation for Xbox games.
All righty, thank you. Let's move along. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
How you going, Phil?
Not bad. What do we want here? Master Chief.
Is the I've got no idea. No idea what you want. She's out of my league.
Okay. See ya. Well, see ya. Bye, Paul. Yeah, well, I think it's one of those things. It was a very popular game. Luke from Brizzy. G'day, Luke.
G'day, Phil.
Master Chief is the main character of which series of Xbox games?
It's just a guess. Was it the Halo?
Correct. Yeah.
Ah, good. Yeah.
Yeah, I played a bit of it when it first came out. It was very addictive for a while, till it got too hard. We've got three left: Masters and Lashes. All right. Which? Okay. Native to the Americas, what type of creature is a bushmaster? Native to the Americas, what type of creature is a bushmaster?
I'm thinking, isn't the Australian military vehicle...
That's true. That's called a bushmaster.
Yeah, named after it, obviously. I don't know. Squirrel?
No, it's not a squirrel. Thank you, Luke. No, it's not a squirrel. Cameron from South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
Hey, good morning.
Native to the Americas, what type of creature is a bushmaster?
A deer.
Not a deer. No, not a deer. Sorry, Cameron. No, not a deer. Craig from Exmouth. G'day, Craig.
Evening. G'day, Philip. I'll just have a go at a moose, please, Phil.
Not a moose. No, no, no. Not a moose. Ray's in Perth. G'day, Ray.
Snake.
Right. Native to the Americas. What type of creature is a bushmaster?
A snake.
Correct. It is a snake. Yes. There's only two left. Which makeup brand's Great Lash Mascara is packaged in an iconic pink and green tube? Ray, this may be the wrong question to ask you.
That's right, on my mail, so I can't do it.
No good. All right. See you, Ray. yes, we need a female, please. 1-300-800-222. Unless you're into mascara. No judgment here. Tony from Sunbury.
G'day, how are you?
Pretty good. Which makeup brand's Great Lash Mascara is packaged in an iconic pink and green tube?
Maybelline?
Yes, Maybelline. Hey, look at that. Maybelline, very, very good. All righty, that means, of course, that you are at the pointy end of proceedings.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. Well, Tony from Sunbury. Yeah.
Hello.
Question 25. Released in 1985, Rum, Sodomy and the Lash was the second studio album from which Irish folk punk band?
Irish folk punk band? Oh, geez. Well, I was thinking Irish bands. The only Irish band I can think of is U2, so that's not it.
It's not U2. No.
No.
Sorry, Tony. No, it's not you too. Oh, dear. Okay, Dan from Epping in Victoria. Hi, Dan.
Oh, g'day.
Released in 1985, Some Rum, Sodomy and the Lash was the second studio album from which Irish folk punk band?
I've got no idea. The only thing that popped in my mind was Pretenders.
No, it's not the Pretenders. Sorry, mate. No, it's not the Pretenders. Charlie from Mount Druid. G'day, Charlie.
Phil, good to be with you again.
Likewise, Charlie, yeah. Who would it be?
The only one I could think of. Can I quickly tell you a story about snooker?
You've got to quickly answer the question first.
All right, I'm going to go. The only one I can think of is the Cause.
No, it's not the Cause. Not the Cause. No. Charlie, so, I tell you what, can I grab your story another time, Charlie, because we just need to finish this. Jackie from Adelaide. G'day, Jackie.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Released in 1985, Rum, Sodomy and the Lash was the second studio album from which Irish folk punk band?
The only band I can think of is The Corrs.
No, I've had The Corrs.
Oh, no, they're the only ones I can think of.
Okay, no worries.
Sorry.
See you. Bye, thanks. Charlie, I'll grab you in a minute with that story, by the way, so don't go anywhere. Stay there with us. Chris from Pakenham. G'day, Chris.
G'day, Phil.
Released 1985, Rum, Sodomy and the Lash was the second studio album from which Irish folk punk band?
Well, I think that might be The Pogues.
Correct. Yes. Yes, it is. The Pogues. Exactly right. Very good.
I didn't even have to look that one up.
What's that?
I didn't even have to look that one up.
No, you didn't. Oh, stop it. Stop it.
My love by the gasworks wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town. Dirty old town.
Dirty old town, yeah. What a song, hey. What a band. Good work, Chris.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they are great. Go on.
I was going to say, I used to be secretary of the folk club in Newcastle. That's how I got introduced to the Pogues a long year ago.
Oh, okay.
And they had a Christmas song out as well. The Christmas.
Yeah, what is it called? That, so it's a fantastic song. What is it called? It's called Christmas in New York?
Christmas song or tale or something.
Christmas Tale?
Something like that. But the lady that sang it, she's no longer with us, I don't think.
Yeah, it's got New York. I thought it had New York in it.
New York.
New York Christmas?
Christmas Story or Christmas Tale or something?
Fairy Tale of New York. Fairy Tale of
New York. There we are.
That's the one. That's I've played that, actually. It's quite a long song. We've played it on the program in the past.
Didn't the lead singer just pass away last year?
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's true.
I think he missed a few dental appointments, but...
life on substance and Guinness can do that to you, Chris. And
I think he started a bit behind what he already had, but he didn't make it any better.
Someone's saying Spanish Fiesta is a great Pogues tune. I don't think I know that one.
They were a great band. They were very. They weren't following anybody, really.
No.
They made their own way.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. On you, Chris. Thanks, mate.
Okay.
See you. Bye. Hey, hang on. Hey, Chris, don't go away. Hang on there because we've got to get this magnet out to you. Chris from Pakenham is the winner tonight. Steve from Bordialloc had the Pogues. Nick Mick from Nanango had the Pogues. Robin says, yes, the Phil song's certainly different. Jules of the Southwest had the Pogues. And John from Newcastle. Rachel, hi Rachel from Rivervale, had the Pogues. Lots of Pogues fans. Oh, yes. Paul from Plainland said the singer was sponsored by Colgate. I don't think so. Kane said, damn, I would have been all over that one, the Pogues. Yeah. Thank you, Diana from Woodnilling says, why is it when I manage to stay awake, I don't know many answers? Thanks for another great quiz. Enjoy the weekend. You too, Diana. You too.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.